I know the Bible says be instant in season and out of season. And you know, I don't really like that scripture. I really like it even less today. This is not the first time this has happened, but I think we all have situations where, and I was just sharing this with my family this week. We get together once a week, and I got to say, I really, really praise God for my family. God's really doing something. And sometime I'm going to get, I know I'm going to share more about that. It's not going to be today, but it is amazing. It hasn't been that long. I don't know what time frame. I got to think about it. But it's like the Lord just started. I think it was this past summer, and things just keep happening, and God just keeps moving and doing things. And it's sometimes it's actually terrifying to me. I mean, I look around. Like this past Wednesday, Thursday, we got together, and I'm listening to different ones, and I see where God, I'm starting to see where God's going, and it actually just overwhelmed me. I mean, it's terrifying. It absolutely is terrifying because I'm like, God, I just want to crawl in a hole. Because it's bigger, it's what God's doing, and I'm like, oh, how are we going to do it? Like, you start seeing glimpses of things, and you're just like, how are we going to do this? But I know we can't. It's got to be God. But one of the things I shared with them is I really struggle. Like, I can hear God when I don't need to hear God, if that makes any sense. Like, whenever I don't need anything, I'll hear things from God. Or when I'm not looking for it, I'll hear from God, and it seems so easy. But then sometimes when it's like, I would say when it's on demand, when I need to hear from God, like now, like this is like you walk in and Jen says, oh, you're speaking today. Okay, good. I just, on those demand situations, I flip out. What happens is I get anxious and I get out of peace and I'm not still anymore. I go to the other extreme, and then it's like, it's really, really, really hard to hear. So it's just funny that I just shared that this week, and then here I am. It's like, what's going on? But, so I don't know. One of the things that came to me during worship, I talked about this before, and it's probably a lot of what does come out of my mouth today will probably be a repeat. It's just, I'm going to let God say what he wants to say, I hope, but. Gideon, I was just reminded of Gideon, and we are so much like Gideon. I mean, I just was, we're not even, as a church, we're not even as big as the 300 men, but the whole thing with Gideon, and you know, Gideon was a big chicken, and he was hiding, and it just looked hopeless, and then the fact that the angel said, called him a mighty man of valor, I mean, it was just such a, that was so far from the truth. But we all know God calls those things which be not as though they are. And that's the same with us. God didn't call us because we were something great. It's exact opposite. He wanted to show himself strong. So, you know, more likely if he called you, then that means he wanted to show the world something great. But with the same with Gideon, I mean, he lowered the men from 32,000 to 300 because he didn't want there to be any chance that they would try to take credit for it, that they would think they had anything to do with what he was doing. And so that's us. That's us individually, and that's us as a church. I mean, you look around, you look out there, and you see some of these mega churches and all these big things, and then you look at us, and you think, what can we do? And that's really kind of how it was for Gideon. What can I do? What can we do? But we see through the life of Gideon, we see through that whole thing that God can do so much. We just have to believe him. And the other thing is we have to hear. Gideon did hear. He heard. So, and that's part of what I want to, I've shared about this before, but it just keeps hitting me over and over in my own life is that God is speaking to us so much more than we realize. And that's not really what I'm going to talk about. I'm just starting there. But I'm seeing it over and over and over in my life and even my wife. It's funny, I know my wife probably always thought that, you know, I've heard this before about women's intuition. I'm sure we've all heard that. And I look back and I realize with my wife, she always knew things she shouldn't know. It's like, how do you know that? Like, my wife will, this happens over and over and over, and my wife will know somebody's pregnant. But there's just always things she knows. My son says that when he was growing up, he remembers my oldest that, when he was in trouble or something was going on or he was somewhere he wasn't supposed to be, she would always know where he was. He used to complain. In fact, he complained about that a lot. There's one time I still remember. We were camping at Racetown, and there was a problem at work, so I came home to deal with that. And before I went back, I felt like I heard God say, "You need to go home." I had no idea why I was going home. I found out when I got there. My son was into something he shouldn't have been. I won't go there, but I found something I didn't want to find. So I knew that was God. I mean, and that it's just funny. And like with my wife, I'm just starting more and more, and I think she's finally starting to see herself that a lot of these things, you know, they're God. That like, because a lot of times we don't realize it. We really don't realize the thoughts that we have. You know, some are from evil spirits, some are from God, and some are from just our own thoughts. But I'm just seeing more and more and more that there's so many things that went over my head. I had one this week. I mean, these are just tiny little things, but it'll just show you how easy they are to miss. My son texted me, and he said, "Do you have any leads?" Which I knew what he meant. Do I have any leading? Like, we're dealing with something, and he wanted to know, do I feel led about what he should do? And the funny thing is, because it's about a situation we're dealing with that I'm not going to share yet, but anyway, it was funny. As soon as I read the text, a thought popped into my head that he should talk to my dad. Yeah, that was the right one. I'm thinking, yeah, that was the right one. It was okay for him to talk to my dad. And what was really neat was that's actually what he, then I called him, and then that's what he was feeling led to talk to my father. But it was just, just so easy to miss it. It's, when God speaks, sometimes when God speaks, it's so obvious. You know, you just know. But there's sometimes when it's like I said before, it comes like a spontaneous, it's a thought that comes that it just could just go away. It should just come and go, and you never know it even, you know, you could miss it so easy if you're not paying attention. And I guess that's what I was wanting to share there. I had a similar thing happen. I think it was this week or last week. It was very similar to that. I just felt very impressed. I didn't know why. I just felt impressed to call my son and tell him it had to do the same thing again, because I'm trying to be led by God, and I felt the same thing. I just felt this, like, okay, I need to call Shane. I need to call Shane. I need to call Shane. So I called him, and it was to talk to my brother. It was to talk to my brother and his wife. And again, I'm not going to share the details of that yet. But again, it's the same thing. I realize now it was God. And I'm starting to see so many things. God's taking me back even in my life, and I'm seeing things in the past where I'm realizing things I never knew were God, that I heard God here, this idea was God. There's some things coming back now that I'm starting to see, ideas of it that came to me that I probably thought they were mine at the time, but I realized they're not, they weren't, they were God. And that's what I'm seeing over and over and over. I'll share this one with you too. This is another example. I'm sharing these things because we're all the same. I mean, we're not all the same, but we are the same. But God's speaking to each one of us, and it's so easy to miss when he's speaking. And like I said, my wife for years, she would say, and I think we all do this, like she would be like, "I don't hear from God." Like she would kind of like not think she's hearing from God, but yet there it is right in front of her, and she just misses it. And a lot of times we want to hear the way somebody else hears. Like Tim, you mentioned about being, you know, talking about jealousy. I struggle with that sometimes in the spirituals. Like I'll see somebody has something. Why don't you speak to me? Why don't you do that, God? Why don't I have that? And then it's like, but there's something right there in front of me. I do, you know, God's, you know, I have another, you know, God uses each one of us different, but he's given things to all of us. He loves all of us. And I miss what, sometimes I'm guilty of missing what's right there in front of me, and I'm busy envious over what somebody else has. And it's, so that convicted me, and God's been nailing me about that. I've shared before, I have a sister-in-law that as we started getting together, in terms of spiritual things, I mean, she's a baby, and yet it's like, "You're kidding, Lord." I can't, like, and he's told me, "You're going to learn from her." Like, and I have to humble myself, and I got to learn from her. And she's telling me things that, like, I know it's like, she's hearing them from God. She doesn't even know they're in the Bible. Like, she has no idea it's even in there. And I'm just like, "Oh, you're kidding." It's almost disgusting. And I can get jealous. In fact, I've I've gotten jealous. I've had to repent many times over that. And we're not done with that. I know we're not done. Like, I'm not there yet. And every time it's like he stretches me, and I see this more and more. God wants to stretch us like a rubber band, but he doesn't want to pull hard enough to break it. And that's kind of what he keeps doing. So I'm not done. He's not done yet. I know he's not done stretching, and she's going to continue to astound me, and things pop out of her mouth, and I'm just like, you got to be kidding. But I'm so thankful. I mean, it really encourages me. I just sometimes my flesh can't handle it. But and I think I've shared with her. And sometimes we've had conversations that I'm sitting there and I'm thinking. In fact, I've given her funny looks at times, and I've said, you know, I can't believe we're even having this conversation. At one time, I'd have looked at us like we're out of our minds. Like, you know, we're talking about things and about here, just different things that it just. At one time, I would have been like, there's something wrong with these, you know. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm sitting here having this conversation. Things about the Lord and that seem out there to me about hearing God. Okay. I really don't know what I'm doing here. So, praise God. Maybe that's a good, real good thing. Something else I had happen recently. This is a testimony, but it just ties into this hearing God and ways that you just, and just things that happen and it could go over your head. My wife, when she was away at Subway School, she was away for 2 weeks, and it was on a Tuesday morning. I was in the shower, and for me, this is the easy part. Like, for me, normally, that's probably one of the best places I can hear God. It's not good for the electric bill, but but in the shower. I think a lot of times, it's easier to hear God. I said this before. It's easier to hear God in places where you're doing something automatic where you don't think, like driving a car. I know I don't think driving a car. That's a little scary. Dave will attest to that right there. That's the problem. Don't get near me when I'm driving. I'm going to get so sidetracked. I don't know what you're talking about. Not thinking. Like you've had it happen when you're driving, and all of a sudden you're like, where am I going? Like, I'm wanting to go to the office, and I'm headed in town. And I get, you know, you're almost there. I'm like, where am I going? Like, so that's kind of how driving is sometimes, where you just don't think about where you're going. It's automatic, and you just start doing it. Or you run people off the road. But anyway, so that's how it is. Like, a lot of times I hear God best when I'm doing something like that. It's automatic, where I'm just kind of on autopilot. And I can hear God driving down the road sometimes. But showering seems to be an easy place. And so I was showering, and I felt like I heard God tell me, okay, I want you to fast till your wife comes back. Okay. I really didn't want to do that. First, I struggled and really fought it because I had a headache the day before, and it was one of the, like, all day long, and I just got over that headache, and I knew, oh, I've been drinking, I drink coffee, so if I fast, I'm going to have about 2 days worth of headaches. So it's like, it's like signing up for headaches. So I finally gave up, and I said, okay, Lord. So the funny thing is, I was expecting God, I was really, really expecting God to speak to me and tell me when to stop. And I was confident he was going to speak. And yet it came, it was Friday morning, it was the day my wife was coming back. I had a peace about not eating anymore. I mean, not eating. I had a peace about eating. Wow. So I'm like, okay, Lord. I felt like I was okay. I could go. That was the day she was coming back. I could go ahead and eat. But I wasn't 100%. I just wasn't there. So it was weird. I walked over. We have an island in our kitchen. And I walked over to a cabinet. This is going to sound like bizarre. I went to open the drawer. And when I did, I saw an image in my mind. I said, this is going to sound strange. This is one of those things I'm talking about that you're going to pick them out there. But I saw my son and daughter-in-law standing there holding 3 loaves of bread. And at the time, I thought, okay, that's a memory. I actually thought to myself, that's a memory of something I saw. Like, so I went ahead and opened the drawer, and there's half a loaf of bread in there. So I'm like, okay, doesn't look like they bought 3 loaves of bread. I see a half loaf. And plus, that's not normal for us to go out and buy 3 loaves of bread. Maybe in your house that probably is, but not mine. In fact, you probably buy, I don't know how much bread you buy. I wouldn't want to follow you guys around the grocery store. Probably looks like the national debt whenever you're checking out. I'm sorry, Bill, but
I go to the bread store.
The bread store, okay. I don't even know where we buy the bread. But anyway, so I went and asked my son and daughter-in-law were living there while they were building. They just moved out. But anyway, so I asked, like, did you guys buy bread this week? Like, no, we didn't buy any bread. I'm like, wow. So then I thought maybe it was a memory from a dream. That was actually the next thing I thought. But in the meantime, I think the Lord showed me what that meant. And that the three loaves of bread represented 3 days, and the bread, that was actually what I was going to eat, was bread. I was going to get it some toast. So I believe the Lord was showing me it was okay to go ahead and eat. I know that sounds a little crazy, but I believe that's what the Lord was showing me. Now, what's weird about that story, and this is what I want to, this about this jealousy that I wanted to share is, so here I am in my mind, I'm thinking, how come I never see anything? How come I never, see anything? And I thought that, I actually was sharing this with my family, when all of a sudden, while I'm sharing it, God's speaking back to me, that was a vision. That was a simple, it's dumb as just a little picture, but that's all, just a picture in your mind that God can speak through that. And that actually, something that simple can be a vision. We've all had it, like driving down the road, and maybe somebody's name pops in your head, or maybe you see a picture, somebody pops in your head, and you know to pray for them. That can be simple as that. But my point is, that would have been so easy just to miss altogether. I could have just missed it. And so I just thank God he's causing me more and more and more to catch this stuff and realize that he's speaking. And that's why that's actually not the main thing I was going to talk about. I didn't even know, to be honest, I didn't know I was talking about any of this. But okay, so the next thing I want to share is, if God's speaking and I realize the Lord's speaking to me, I realize now that the enemies also, the demons are trying to speak to me also. And that's, we all know the scripture that we need to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And that's where the Lord is bringing me now. That's where he's spending more time teaching me that, because I that goes over my head. I know God's speaking, but when an enemy speaks, I tend to a lot of times I don't catch it. The same thing with, like, I didn't catch God speaking. Now I realize I'm not catching when he speaks. And when he speaks, we're supposed to cast that thing out. We're supposed to get rid of it. We're not supposed to think on that thing. We're not supposed to ponder that. We got to get rid of it. And I'm going to give you an example. Last Sunday, I didn't share this, but I wanted to save it. But I really praise God. I had the opportunity to share some of the stuff that I shared here the last time I talked about dreams and visions and that kind of stuff. And what happened is, a friend of mine is pastor of another church, and he's an architect. And I was telling this morning during practice, I shared this, but I had no idea. It's just one of those things where I'm around him and I can't keep my mouth shut. That's the best way to describe it. I get around him and things just come out, because I'm so, like, God puts something in your heart, and you've all had that, and it just comes out. And so I shared something, and he told me after I spoke that, he said that it was like the hair on the back of his neck stood up, and he knew. Went home and told his wife, "I got to get Jeff to come speak." So I really, really praise God for that, and I know that was all God. It wasn't me. And I told him, if I'd have known that was going to happen, I'd have kept my mouth shut. So it's all God. But what I wanted to share is, the night before, I'm laying in bed, and it didn't hit me before then. And if I'm honest with you, I don't even like to visit another church. Like, I feel uncomfortable and awkward, and I get nervous and uptight. I remember I just went to Real Life Church my nephew. I don't even know. It'd be Dick's son. But anyway, he was preaching, so I went to visit. And, I even feel awkward doing that. It's like I get used to a routine, and I feel awkward when you get me outside that routine. So I really felt uncomfortable, and I went to go to bed, and I was hearing a voice, and it kept saying, you don't even like to go visit another church, and you feel awkward, uncomfortable. What are you thinking? You're going to go speak somewhere? And I didn't deal with that, and I left that go. I don't think I slept at all then. I laid there, but I don't think I slept. And that's, I really, really blew it, because I didn't deal with that. You know, I know that I know where that voice came from. That wasn't me, that was the enemy. And he spoke. And the problem is I have to deal with that. I needed to jump, well, either in bed or out of bed, but I needed to deal with that immediately and get rid of that. Instead, I left it go and left it torment me all night long. And that's something the Lord is really, I think, dealing with me about. And not only that, I mean, if I listen to that stuff, then I'm going to speak that stuff. I mean, I've been around people, I remember this. I've been around people where you get the opposite. Like, we're supposed to be like a river of God, and the Holy Spirit's supposed to flow out of us. And I've been around people, and there's been times in my life where there was a river flowing out of me, but it wasn't. It was that bitter water that James is talking about. And I walked away feeling like garbage, you know, where you knew, oh, I just yielded to the wrong spirit, and it just come out. And that's not what God wants. God wants us to be yielded his spirit. And I'm seeing more and more that I've got to pay attention. I've got to be, actually, it's funny. Pastor said these words to me the Wednesday before I spoke. He said, be sober and vigilant. And it's like, yeah, that was the Lord warning me. That was actually the Lord warning me about that. You know, I need to be sober, and we need to be sober and vigilant, because the enemy is coming like a roaring lion, and he wants to devour us. He wants to destroy us. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. One thing I wanted to, that really hit me, and this ties in with what Pastor was sharing, but this is what God's been dealing with me this week. This is actually what I was wanting to get to. I can remember where it is. Oh, boy. Okay, James. We all know it. I'm going to read it. I think he probably even read it Wednesday night, so I don't know if that means he read it last Sunday since I wasn't here. But James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let that man suppose that he will not... Okay, I can't even read. We'll try that again. Let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Now, I don't know if Pastor, like, if he said it, this, it went over my head, I missed it, but I looked up double-minded in the Strong's, and it was kind of interesting. It said two-spirited. I never thought about it that way before, but it ties in with what God's dealing with me about, because two-spirited, that means a double-minded person is listening to two different spirits. And that causes you to be double-minded. I've had this happen, like, at times God will give me something. I know I need to share it. And I'm like, my faith is like through the roof. I'm on cloud. I'm like, it's a roller coaster. I'm up here. And the enemy waits. He doesn't come then. He waits a couple days later. And he starts speaking. Next thing you know, I'm clear down here. I'm down in the toilet, like. And all of a sudden, I'm fearful, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if that was God. I don't know if it's ever happened, but that's happened to me with things that felt I was supposed to share. It's like one day I'm on the mountain, and a couple days later, I'm in the lowest place. Seems like I'm in the lowest place I can be. And the problem is I'm being double-minded. I'm listening to two different spirits. And so I really believe that's part of, so the more we're, like I said, and the problem is even if, people that don't hear God or don't think they're hearing God, they're probably still listening to that. That one's the one that we probably do listen to, even if we miss the ones, like when God's speaking, I think we do hear the enemy, and we just think it's our own thoughts. That's one of the big things that I always did, is I just assumed they were my thoughts, and I kind of embraced them, and they get me in a lot of trouble. But like I said, the Bible says we need to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. I know we all know that. Every one of us know. I know that. I know that. I know that. But yet, I find I'm not doing it. So I need God to remind me. We all need God to remind us. And Pastor shared this too, and I realize this more and more now that, you know, the Bible says, I think he shared this Wednesday, but whoever we yield ourselves to, that's whose servant we are. And it's hard to imagine. You think, well, I'm God's servant. I'm a Christian. I'm born again. I'm God's servant. But I'm seeing that I can yield to whatever Spirit's speaking to me, and I can... And at that point, then, I'm actually a servant of that. I'm under the direction of that one. So, James, the Bible, and I think Pastor shared this too. I'm trying to find it. we all know this. It talks about, well, we can go there. It's in chapter 3. It's talking, chapter 3, verse 9, talking about our mouth or our tongue. It says, with it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in this similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. It's funny, he's saying in the natural this can't happen. So he's really saying it shouldn't happen in the spirit. But yet I find that in me it does. And that's what God's dealing with me about. It should not happen. Just like it can't happen in the natural, it should not happen. And I've found myself in that situation before where the same place comes bitter water and good water, and that shouldn't be. God doesn't want that. I'm just starting, I think, to understand. I think I've shared this before. Back after my mom died, for 3 years I don't know if it was three years, but for a period after my mother died, that was back in 2002, I was depressed and didn't even know it. And then when I did know it, that didn't do me any good. But I'm just starting to understand now. I remember going to counseling, and I'm starting to understand now what, like that, the person I talked to, I don't know if they were a Christian, but I'm really starting to kind of see the connection, because when you're depressed, all you're seeing is these negative thoughts. And there are all these thoughts from the enemy are coming. They're just coming at you and coming at you and coming at you. And it's because you kind of get down and you're hurt and you're weak and you're spiritually weak. And it's like your guard's down. And it's kind of I'm starting to see more and more of that. I mean, and that's one of the ways we can get there is because we don't get rid of these thoughts when they come. We don't deal with them. Like I said, I know we all have them come at us, and I guess that's what I'm really wanting to share today, is we need to deal with it and not let them go like I did on Saturday night. We got to take every thought captive, because the enemy tries to bring lies, and he tries to bring things to us and tries to get us to buy into that. So, okay, I think that's all I'm going to share. Lord, I just thank you. God, I just pray that you would have your way, Lord. That you would just take, God, what came out of my mouth, Father, and I'm trusting in faith that you gave me the words to speak. And I just pray, Lord, that your word would not return to you void, God. You promised that in your word. So I just pray, Lord, that you would give each person here what they need, Father. I just thank you. I ask this in Jesus' name.